Hi everyone, I'm Carol Look, founding EFT master and creator of www.attractingabundance.com. And this is a bonus interview for the Finding Love program. Heal your past to enjoy your present so you can choose your future. That's what I really wanted to talk about, all parts of that for us with relationships. Because if we feel hurt or burned from a past relationship, it is very hard to be open to a new one. It's that simple. So it becomes challenging to find love because you're still in the old relationship in your mind or your body somewhere. Your brain tells you that it's not a good idea. And we listen to our brain, especially the traumatized part. So if a breakup or what someone said or anything about the last relationship you were in really troubled you, even if it was a long time ago, then you could be using that unconsciously and consciously, both. You could be using that to get in your way of finding love in a new relationship. Now, you may even try to find a new couple. You might try to find a new relationship. You may even do some dating. You may even say to people, oh, I'm ready. Yep, get me out there. I'm really ready now. But if you're not over, and I use over in quote marks, if you're not over the last hurt, you'll find reasons and excuses, or let's call them barriers, to block you. Now, I have seen people go very far to block themselves. So they say they're ready, and then they start dating someone online who's in another country. That's not going to work out that well. Or they date someone who clearly has an addictive cycle, let's say an alcoholic or someone who's addicted to work or to cocaine, and the nature of addiction is you just can't be intimate. An addict can't be intimate. So here the person is trying to date someone who has no capacity for intimacy. Or you start dating someone or get interested in someone who's not even out of their last relationship, which of course is a huge barrier. So those are some of the things that we do. And personally and professionally, I have seen it over and over and over again that our past hurts block us. We kind of can't help it because we're human and we all love safety and we'll do anything basically to be safe, which is fine. That's who we are. So these hurts and pains, let's say from a past relationship, they're sometimes hidden from us consciously and sometimes they're not. The point is, what happens after we've been hurt is we often make a vow. We make a declaration or a vow of something that we'll never do again because we don't ever want to get hurt again. So we make these declarations consciously or unconsciously when we've been hurt, when we think we've been done wrong to, and we stick to them, again, because of our survival mechanism or what we perceive is that our survival is at stake. So if it doesn't feel safe to date, then we won't because it doesn't feel good for us. It feels stupid, really. For instance, we might say to ourselves, I'll never be open again. Have you ever said that to yourself? Or I'll never let down my guard again. And maybe you don't even say it out loud. You just make a vow never to do it again. What about this one? I refuse to be vulnerable again. And another one, a favorite that people love to say, now I know love is dangerous. Never do that again. Right. Now, of course, many of these are from your childhood as well, right? If you can actually track some of them back about being hurt from a caretaker too. So all of these declarations, in the end, you know, it's your choice. Whatever you want to do with relationships and finding love or not is your choice. But if I can help you release these vows that are made for safety reasons, always remember that. You're just trying to be safe. You might be open to loving again and being loved again, being able to receive love from someone else. So when I use tapping, I like to be very, very clear about my target, and I teach people that your target is everything. If you're not clear on the target, you're not going to have progress. So for me, a clear target that you aim the tapping at can be a feeling, so any kind of emotion, hurt, lonely, sad, a belief, any kind of belief, dating isn't safe, loving isn't safe, I'm too old to date, any of that, a symptom. You could actually feel as if you have a broken heart, and it could feel like a physical symptom rather than something emotional. You can actually weigh on you physically. And there's always an event that happens. So maybe you are worried about or upset about something that happened at the end of the relationship. I would consider that an event for the purposes of EFT and for tapping. So maybe your feeling is just sickening feeling or hurt when you think of how your last relationship ended. Hurt and you don't feel over it. Maybe your belief is it's not safe to be vulnerable again. Again, I talked about the symptom of a broken heart. An event, again, maybe how the person broke up with you or that you saw your ex with someone else or hey, there's so many possibilities. Unfortunately, there are lots of options where we can be upset from, quote, the last time. So let's get tapping. I know all of you already know how to do the tapping. So let's start with a feeling, an emotion. And we'll come up with a phrase and rate it on the 0 to 10 point scale and then plug that into the tapping sequences. So how about you say out loud, I still feel hurt from what happened last time. And measure on the 0 to 10 point scale, how high is that? How high is your hurt? Even if it was 6 months ago, a year ago, 10 years ago, anything, does the hurt still register with you? Very, very important to know that because we're often trying not to feel and it's important to try to feel for the purposes of the tapping because then we can go in and edit that file. So we'll start tapping on the karate chop point as usual. You know that place on either your left or right hand. If you've seen a karate master chop a block in half on television, that's where it is. So we start tapping there and a couple of times we're going to say our setup statement. So repeat after me. I'll leave plenty of time for you to repeat the phrases. Even though I still feel hurt from what happened last time, I deeply and completely love and accept myself anyway. Even though I still feel hurt from what happened last time, I choose to heal my heart now. Even though I still feel so much hurt from what happened last time, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Good. Then go to the eyebrow point. I still feel so much hurt. Side of the eye. Even though it was a long time ago. Under the eye. I still feel so much hurt. Under the nose, all this hurt from the last relationship. Chin point, I still feel so much hurt. Collarbone point, am I ever going to get over this? And tap under your arm, I still feel so much hurt from what happened. And finally tap on the top of your head, I still feel so much hurt from what happened. Good. Take a deep breath. And repeat the target's phrase again. I still feel hurt from what happened last time. And see if you can measure it. We're looking for some kind of movement. Up or down. Hopefully your level of hurt has gone down. If it went up, it means that it was already up. We just have triggered something. And it's good to keep getting it out of your system. So let's go right back to the eyebrow. I still feel hurt from what happened last time. Side of the eye. I choose to heal my heart now. Under the eye. What if I could get over it once and for all? Under the nose. I choose to heal my heart now. Chin point. I think I might be getting over it. Collarbone, I still have some of that hurt left. Under the arm, what if it's time to let it go? It doesn't serve me anymore. Top of the head, I choose to heal my heart now. Good, take another deep breath. Repeat the target statement. I still feel hurt from what happened last time. And measure it 0 to 10. Has it gone down again? Hopefully it's gone down again. maybe you've had some new phrases, new ahas, or nuances about the sentences that came up. Write those down and use those for yourself in a later tapping session. That would be great. Good. I'd like to move on to a belief. Beliefs are very powerful. We follow whatever we believe. And in this case, I'm going to use the belief as our target statement. I'm convinced it's unsafe to date again. So say that out loud. I'm convinced it's unsafe to date again and even to love again. Okay? Measure that. How true does that feel? On a scale of 0 to 10, how true does that feel? Is it a 10 for you? Totally unsafe, Carol. That's terrible. Why would I ever date or love again? And then we're going to use that in the tapping and hopefully loosen up the strength of that so you understand that it's not dating or loving that's unsafe. It's your perception. It's your history. It's who you choose. All of those other things that make us safe or unsafe. So we'll start on the karate chop point again. Even though I'm convinced it's unsafe to date or love again, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I have this conviction and belief that it's not safe to date or love again, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Even though I'm totally convinced that it's not safe to love again, not even safe to date again, I deeply and completely accept who I am and how I feel. Then we go to the eyebrow point. I believe it's unsafe to love again. Side of the eye. I'm convinced it's unsafe to love or date. Under the eye, I just know it's not safe to do that again. Under the nose, look what happened last time. Chin, I'm convinced that it's not a good idea to date or love again. Collarbone, I'm convinced it's unsafe to love or date. Under the arm, no wonder I sabotage myself. Top of the head, I'm just convinced and I believe it's not safe to date or love again. Good, take a deep breath. Good, let's go in and check the statement. I'm convinced it's unsafe to date or love again. How does that feel to you now? Does it feel just as strong, or is there any loosening on that conviction, that belief of yours? And we'll go back in, tap just a little bit more, go to the eyebrow point. Even though I was convinced it wasn't safe to date or love again, side of the eye, I'm going to consider it. Under the eye, what if I'm the one who makes me safe? Under the nose, what if it's not unsafe to date again? Chin point, what if I've been using that to protect myself? Collarbone, what if I could believe that loving is wonderful? Under the arm, what if I could believe that dating could be a lot of fun? Top of the head, I'm a different person now, and I'm stronger and safer, and I may want to try it again. Good, take a deep breath. Good. Now let's go back, measure our setup statement. I'm convinced it's unsafe to date or love again. I mixed up the words everywhere. Jostled you up a little bit. Check it again. 0 to 10. How does it feel? That conviction, that belief it's unsafe to date or love again. Hopefully that has changed again. And if you have some more aha moments or different beliefs that came in or other yes buts, other reasons that you won't go back into the field of love, then check those, write them down, and please use those as future tapping sequences for yourself. Excellent. Take another deep breath. We're going to move on to a final tapping sequence. So I'd like to work on an event for everyone. An event, I'd like to work on the one that's a shock. So the shock of a breakup. So let's say you're surprised. I had a client who came in and said she was at home having lunch and her husband came home and said, "Hi, I'm leaving." And she said, "Oh, okay." She had no idea what he was talking about. She was totally surprised, totally shocked, like, and didn't get it. He had to explain it to her because she thought everything was fine. So we're often shocked about where it comes from, why it's coming, why the person is breaking up with us, and that's a really important event, that's what I'm calling it, an event to move through energetically so that you don't have these reactions inside of you every time you think of dating someone or getting or being loved again or loving again. So here's our target statement. I'll never get over the shock of the breakup. Measure that. How true does that feel? Or you might just measure the shock of the breakup and see if that resonates with you. A lot of people like I'll never get over because it feels so true to them. But our target is really the shock of the breakup. And measure that. 0 to 10. Are you still reeling from it no matter how long ago it happened? Does it still feel frozen inside of you? Do you still feel traumatized by it? So let's start tapping. So measure that if you can, the level of shock still, however long ago it was, and we'll start tapping on the karate chop point. Even though I'll never get over the shock of the breakup, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Even though I'll never get over the shock of the breakup, I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though the shock of my last breakup is still inside of me, I deeply and profoundly accept my feelings. Good, go to the eyebrow point. What if I never get over the shock? Side of the eye, the breakup was a total shock. Under the eye, what happened was a total shock to me. Under the nose, I was totally shocked by the breakup. Chin point, and I think it's still inside of me. Collarbone, what if I never get over the shock? Under the arm, what if I do get over it? Then what? Top of the head, I want to get over the shock. Because I want to feel better. Good. Take a deep breath. Now, here's the thing about some of that language. Some people don't want to get over the shock because they're using it as a protective mechanism. Because they know if they get over the shock and the broken heart and the hurt, they might start dating again. And they don't want to because they have messages inside that say, don't, it's not safe, be careful, don't. So I'd like you to take a look at the possibility that you haven't gotten over the shock or the hurt or the heartbreak, not because there aren't tools out there or not because you haven't gotten help, but because you're still holding on for dear life because it does feel protective and feels like something positive, oddly. I know that can sound backwards to us, but remember who we are. We're people with conscious minds and unconscious minds, and we will do anything to keep ourselves safe. So measure the shock again, the shock of the breakup, or the shock of what happened, if some of you have something else that happened, right? The shock of what happened. Measure that again. Is it still as high as it was? Hopefully, 9 out of 10 of you, the number will have gone down. The charge on the issue will have gone down. Let's do one more on that. Karate chop point. Even though I'm not sure I could ever get over the shock of what happened, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I may never get over the shock of what happened, I accept who I am right now. Even though the shock of the breakup has been lodged inside of me, I wonder if I could thaw out a little bit now. Good. Go to the eyebrow point. Eyebrow. The shock of the breakup. Side of the eye. I don't know if I can ever get over it. Under the eye. What if I can? Under the nose. What if I let it melt away? Chin point. What if it's time to get over it? Collarbone. What if it's time to forgive everyone involved? Under the arm. But I felt so stupid. Top of the head. I want to get over the shock. Go right back to the eyebrow. I want to get over the shock. Side of the eye. All those feelings in my body. Under the eye. I choose to get over the shock of the breakup. Under the nose. I love getting over the shock of the breakup. Chin point. I'm excited to get over the shock of the breakup. Collarbone. I'm tired of having it block me. Under the arm. It's time to be free. Top of the head. I want to be free again. And it's about time. Good. Take a deep breath. Wonderful. Now, the shock, again, could be about a breakup, about something that was said, about running into your ex in a restaurant with someone else. There's so many possibilities again. But remember what happens in the shock. Your body freezes and stores the information. So that would be an excellent tapping sequence to keep doing for whatever surprised you or shocked you about your last relationship. So we've done three tapping sequences, the feeling of being hurt, the belief that it's unsafe to date or love again, and an event, the shock, the suddenness of something happening. You can always go and do symptoms if you still have symptoms around it, and there are plenty of other feelings and beliefs and events that happen inside of a relationship. So if you feel the need to go back and use those sequences as models for you, excellent. Just change the wording to match what you feel. I always tell people, do what feels right to you. And tap on each of these until the hurt from your past relationship or relationships lessens dramatically. And then you'll notice what else surfaces, maybe more tappable issues. Maybe you'll have some real insights about you and intimacy. Maybe you'll understand why you're blaming, who you're blaming, what you're blaming, and it's not really about that. Maybe this will lead you into some old material from your family about relationships, about trust, about love. All sorts of things can come up. So I highly recommend to go through these sequences again, either using the same language if your number didn't go down far enough, or change the language about which feeling you're going through. Maybe you're going through grief. Maybe your belief is you're not lovable. Again, there's a few other feelings besides the hurt, loneliness, grief, anything else like that. Beliefs, I'm not lovable, I'll never find someone again. Lots of beliefs that we store that then we operate out of. Events, anything that happened that really surprised you, was upsetting about the breakup or that happened in the old relationship that gave you information that made you make one of these vows. I'll never do that again. I'll never be vulnerable again. I finally get that loving someone isn't safe. Whatever you've done with the material, with the information, those are all tappable issues. So don't be surprised if other things do come up that feel related. That's good. We like that because then you can keep working on it. And keep tapping and accept your reactions. That's what's most important. If you can accept the reactions you have had, the protection you are giving yourself, your desire to date again, and your healing process that may be a lot slower than you want, if you could just accept all of that, you are on your way. That's part of the healing process. So I feel deep respect for all of you who are even willing to look at all this old stuff that is painful, and I know you'll do really well with it. So keep tapping, everyone. Enjoy it. Thanks for listening. This is Carol Look from www.attractingabundance.com.